Hello and welcome to this service from St. Saviour's for the third Sunday of Lent. Our service consists of an opening prayer, the gospel reading for the week, a reflection, some intercessions, and a blessing. We begin with a prayer. Holy God, the folly of the cross mocks our human wisdom, and the weakness of the crucified puts worldly power to shame. Banish from our hearts every pretense of might and of knowledge, that by the power flowing from Christ's resurrection, your people may be raised up from the death of sin and fashioned into a living temple of your glory. Grant this through Christ, our liberator from sin, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, holy and mighty God, for ever and ever. Amen. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John, chapter 2, verses 13 to 22. The Passover of the Jews was near, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple he found people selling cattle, sheep, and doves, and the money changers seated at their tables. Making a whip of cords, he drove all of them out of the temple, both the sheep and the cattle. He also poured out the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. He told those who were selling the doves, "Take these things out of here. Stop making my father's house a marketplace." His disciples remembered that it was written, "Zeal for your house will consume me." The Jews then said to him, "What sign can you show us for doing this?" Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews then said, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and will you raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking of the temple of his body. After he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they believed the scripture and the word that Jesus had spoken. Here ends the reading. A group of boys was trying to see who could make the straightest track across a snowy field. Only one of them succeeded in making a path which was almost perfectly straight. When asked how he managed it, he said, "It was easy. I just kept my eyes fixed on the lightning rod on top of the barn at the end of the field, while the rest of you kept looking at your feet." Looking at our feet, perhaps that's what most of us do most of the time. I think it was what had happened in the temple. The people there, the merchants, the visitors, the pilgrims, were all looking at their feet, looking at what they themselves were doing, and thinking that it was the most important thing. Jesus comes into the temple and straight away notices the business, the buying and selling, the noise. He notices that people's thoughts are not on God. Their attention is not taken by him. They're not seeking him with devotion. As we think about that scene, we can ask ourselves what goes through our mind when we come into the church or sit quietly at home for a time of prayer. Do we think only about our own concerns? Do we think about how magnificent the place is? Do we think about practical details? Are we really looking at our feet rather than looking up? Looking at something that is at a distance, like the boy in the snowy field, gives us perspective on where we are and what we are doing. Lent is a time for this in our lives. Are we going in a straight line? Are we going in the right direction? What does God think of the tracks we are making? Jesus acted quite firmly and decisively in the temple. He drove the merchants who were selling animals for the temple sacrifices out. He overturned the tables of the money changers. Pilgrims had to change Roman coinage that contained an effigy of the emperor into Tyrian shekels, a sort of coin that was permitted to be used to make offerings in the temple. Jesus acted strongly, but he wasn't angry, although it might have seemed like that. He was making a symbolic gesture, stopping worship that had become corrupt, and pointing instead to a new type of worship that would not be to do with a building, but with a person, himself. However, rather than speaking for himself, he says first, referring to Isaiah 56 verse 7, "Stop making my Father's house a marketplace." He says to his critics, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The religious authorities take his word at the surface level, thinking about the physical building, rather than being open-minded enough to see the deeper meaning contained in them. The narrator then offers the correct understanding of the words, to add to his reminder that the disciples later realized what it was all about. Through cleansing and purity of heart, we can gain insight and true understanding. We turn to the Lord in prayer, and we pray for purity of heart in our own lives, for openness to see the deeper things and to know what is really going on in our own lives and around us in relation to the living God raised up on the third day. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for Justin, our Archbishop, and Viv, our Bishop, and for all the leaders of the Church, that they may have the insight to perceive the deeper things and the wisdom to be able to guide your holy people towards purity and holiness. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the leaders of the nations, that they may have due humility, may have a willingness to listen and to learn, and that they too may act with wisdom and integrity to improve the lot of many. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those at the bottom of the pile, especially in this coronavirus pandemic, those with insecure jobs and insecure accommodation, those without resources, without a voice, that they may find hope and help in their time of need. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who fall ill, for the weak and the frail, for those dependent on the aid of others, for those waiting a long time for treatments or for operations. We think especially of those known to us. And we pray for all involved in our National Health Service, giving thanks for them and praying that they may find strength and encouragement for their work. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We remember the many people whose lives have been cut short for one reason or another, and those who mourn their loss. In your compassion, raise them up and restore them to fullness of life, and take them into your kingdom of purity and peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Rejoicing in our fellowship with Blessed Mary and all your saints, we offer you these prayers, Lord, trusting in your love for us and for all that you have made, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Trusting in the compassion of God, as our Saviour taught us, so we pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and for ever. Amen. Conclude our service with a blessing. Christ, give you grace to grow in holiness, to deny yourselves, to take up your cross and follow him. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. Amen.